Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Function Junction. I'm Eric Fleming.
And I'm Simon Timms.
Today, we're going to talk about the build and deploy for Azure Functions, something we haven't, we've shown a bunch of examples, but I don't think we've ever really touched on, like, hey, this is how you can actually build this using like VSTS and actually deploy it out to Azure and start using it in live.
We might have done like a right-click deploy or something, but this is right way of doing things. So ignore everything we've done before.
Yes. So let's get started. So I just have a little test project here. It's just one little cool HTTP trigger that we're going to be playing with to push up and to VSTS and deploy it out. Also, I have a little... I have this set up in VSTS to be able to build it and then deploy it and everything. And we're not going to really dive into like building our own build pipeline and everything, you know, building PRs and then deploying only when we go into a master branch or something like that. We'll kind of, you know, that's more of a, you know, by project, you know, however you want to set your project up, there you go. But so this is really more just about, hey, if you have Azure Functions and you wanted to build them using VSTS, here you go. So I have my project set, just a little project set up in VSTS, and let's get started. We can just set up a new build definition here. Go to add a new definition, and we're actually going to use the ASP.NET Core.NET framework kind of already template that they already have here for us. We can go to apply. And then we're going to add a task. Everything here is already pretty much good. And then we'll go to add a task. We're going to add the Azure App Service Deploy is how we can do it. We'll click add. Oh, I already did. Oopsies. And then, so now this is where we're going to set up all the stuff for our Azure, you know, Azure Functions. So we're going to tie this to our Azure subscription. I already have mine here. Normally, I think just because I was playing around with this earlier, you'll have an authorize button here, which once you click authorize, it'll just ask you to log in to your Azure account just so it knows, you know, that you're legit. And then the next option here is app service name. So this is actually going to reach out to what you have out in your Azure subscription. So I don't have like a new one set up. I figured I could show that here as well. For the Azure function. So we can go to over to our Azure portal.
So in a more robust build pipeline, this is something that you might want to set up with like an ARM template ahead of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Cool. So let's go back to our Azure portal. So this is just our Azure subscription. We'll add a new Azure resource, new function app here. Create app name. This will be what? Build and deploy demo 10, 12. There we go. Some random name.
Yeah, just increasing numbers. You'll find it eventually.
Exactly. Okay, so everything, we can keep it the same. We can create a new resource group for it. If this is an existing project that you're adding it to, you may want to, you know, select, you know, you, if you're already using Azure, you'll probably know all about the resource groups and everything that you have here. So just set this up like normal. Create news, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Let's create. It'll probably take a minute for it to create. I think this will tell me when it's done, right?
Yeah, it shouldn't take more than a minute or two to set up a resource group like this and deploy to it.
Right. I did, just while that's starting up, I did turn on... I will turn on continuous integration. So whenever I commit something here to master, it'll just automatically kick off our build. So we can kind of watch that happen. Back to task.
Nice. So you already have this integrated with some version control somewhere?
Yeah. So I set this up just as a new VSTS project, just a Git VSTS. And I have the repo pulled down locally. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have it down in Git.
Okay.
Locally. And
so whatnot. You're using the VSTS version of Git, like the Git hosting version of VSTS. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Makes sense to me.
Cool. Let's see. All right. Our resource group has been created. So now if we come back over here, we'll refresh this. Hey, look at that. We have build and deploy demo 12. We can select that. And now for the next part, it's kind of important for the package or folder here. We need to change this to be just where we're going to look for our Azure Functions items. And this is build.artifacts staging directory. And we might be able to just put this link down somewhere below so it's easier to copy and paste. You don't have to worry about typing it in. But that should be it. That is pretty much all you need to be able to like deploy this. Like once it builds successfully in the master branch, something like that, it will automatically, you know, using the web deploy service, deploy this out to this build and deploy demo 12 Azure resource, which is our function app over in Azure. And it looks like it does need one more thing.
It just needs to know the build agent.
Oh yeah. What are we going to use here? VS 2017?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
A little bit of naming short-sightedness on their part on those older agents.
Yes. Okay. So we can, now we can save and, well, let's just save this one and then we can, yeah, that looks good. We'll save. And now, so I have a change already staged in this repo. I just made little update to the HTTP default HTTP trigger. So let's committing some changes. We'll push it up. We'll see if it kicked off our continuous integration. So we'll come back over, go to builds and releases. All right, so it looks like it's kicked something off. We have something in progress.
Oh, that's exciting already.
Yeah. And so with, you know, doing it over here in VSTS, we can actually watch it build and we can watch what it's doing. And this should take a few moments, I would imagine.
Yeah, that Nougat restore always takes a little bit longer than I'd like it to.
But it's free, so what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. The project that I'm on, we pay good money for this, and it still takes a long time. So
does it?
Yeah.
What's it up to? Minutes or?
Well, we don't even have that much stuff in it, but the combination of like NuGet restore and doing NPM restores is about 6 minutes of our build, which is painful.
Whenever I think of any build that's over like a minute, I think back to the picture of the two guys sword fighting on the chairs and says, "What are you doing?" And compiling. Yeah. Well, yep. Hopefully we don't get back to those days. So I think it is starting the app Azure App Service deploy.
Okay, cool. So that's going to copy everything up to that function thing that you created in Azure.
Yes.
Assuming it works, which it looks like it is.
I don't see any red yet, which is just a good sign. So just while this is still going, other than VSTS, is there anything that you've used to deploy any Azure function stuff out or that you know of? Like, I know there's some other like CI tools, like I think Travis CI.
I haven't specifically seen any hooks or anything else, but this stuff deploys as just an app service. So in theory, I think Octopus Deploy has hooks for that sort of stuff to deploy app services. I don't know about anything else.
Okay. Cool. Well, that might be a little follow-up, maybe not an episode, but like a blog post of maybe how to, you know, do this.
Yeah.
You know, without VSTS.
Yeah, we could definitely demo some Octopus stuff on this, I'm sure.
Yeah. I have a little bit of experience with Octopus now. It's nice. It gets very, if you're working in microservices and you have a bunch of microservices, it gets very click heavy.
Yeah.
But all right. So it looks like this is finished. Everything looks green. So let's go back out to the dashboard and find our resource somewhere. Build and deploy demo 12. All right. Do we have our function? Hey, our cool HTTP trigger. Look at that.
All right.
So it's out there. So we built it. We set the, a couple clicks and, selecting a couple drop-down menus and getting that in VSTS builds it. And whenever we commit something to master, it starts the build and automatically deploys it out to our Azure resource that we created. I mean, that's pretty simple to get this up and running.
Yeah, it's nice.
Definitely.
Are you going to prove it by clicking run? Oh, it's going to leave us all waiting. I got to see if it's going to actually run.
I guess I should have got the URL.
I saw the word success somewhere there. Oh. So there we
hello,
go.
Hello, Eric. Look at that.
It looks good.
All right. Was there anything else you'd like to see with this? Any other notes?
That looks pretty good, I think. We might do some future episodes doing a little bit more kind of in the deployment pipeline and so forth. But for a simple function, I think this is all you'd need.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think, some future episodes we can do with this is, deploying this out and then working with the application settings, just in the deployment process, you can set the deployment settings over in the Azure app services and everything like that. But we'll do another episode there. So
sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for watching another episode of Function Junction.
We'll see you all next time.